So why don't we do this, my friends? You have your Bibles. Let's be encouraged by the Word of God. Of course, I'm going to stick to the theme of prayer. And so the message to today, praying for all saints. Praying for all saints. And from Ephesians chapter 6, we are reminded, of course, we are in great spiritual warfare. It's not just a little tussle. It's not just a little side argument. You know, this is all-out war. Of course, in a spiritual context, of course, there is literal war, of course, and rumors of war. That's how we know we're close to the end times. Praise God, we are in the final season, and the final day would come at any moment. But we are in great spiritual warfare beyond that. Okay, there's utmost hostility to the church and the Christians, God's people. You know, and so that's just we have to be ready, and we must not forget that we are in spiritual wars. And so let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, and of course, the exhortation to God's people is to pray, pray, pray. This is the battle. This is how the battle is fought. It's in the trenches of prayer. And so God's people, just like in any war, you know, there are casualties, there are injuries. God's saints are under constant attack. And so let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 and then verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And so, my friends, let us be found faithful, praying for one another. Heavenly Father, what a joy to be here this afternoon. And so, Father, we are just so thankful, Father, that we can just praise you and just trust in you and just give you all the glory that's worthy and due your name. We thank you for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so, Father, bless now this time and the preaching of thy holy word. Help us, Lord, to take to heart what we would hear from heaven on high. Help us, Lord, truly to be praying always for all saints in the Spirit. That is the task at hand, Lord. This is the great spiritual warfare that we are in the midst of. And let us not be weary in well-doing. And let us always put on the whole armor of God and never take it off. And we thank you, Father, for those that pray for us. May we pray for them and one another. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm very blessed to be every Tuesday. We have a morning pastor's prayer call that kind of just started. And I was blessed to be kind of part of that. It's just a small group of us. It's just, I don't know, maybe whoever's not available, maybe 6 to 10 of us, you know, fundamental Baptist preachers that kind of make this call. And I'm thrilled to pray with these gentlemen, and you know, we share prayer requests. And one of the prayer needs that came up just this last Tuesday, I don't know if you know of Brother John Getch. He's one of the administrators from West Coast Baptist College, you know, Bible College in California, good fundamental college. But he's from there. I've heard Pastor Getch preach at Superior at one of the preaching conferences, and he's just a tremendous man of God, wonderful preacher, and one of the blessings that he does when he preaches, he quotes entire chapters from memory. And so he's at that point, this was several years ago, he had memorized the entire New Testament. He was working on the Old. He might have got it by now, but when he preaches, this is his testimony. He enjoys quoting scripture, and he just goes off. And it's just a blessing to see someone under so much faith. He studies it because he believes in it, and it's a blessing to hear him preach. Well, nonetheless, there was a tragic accident just this last Sunday. So Brother Getch, he did lose his daughter and his granddaughter in a car accident. It happened just last Sunday. There was another accident involving his, I guess, a different granddaughter, but she lost her sister and mom in that. So just a lot of tragedies just happening just recently. At the Bible study that I do, there's this dear lady, I believe she's saved, but her son just on last Saturday was a groomsman, so was in a, you know, part of a wedding, and that was last Saturday, and then this Tuesday, not yesterday, but two Saturdays ago, you know, and then so last Tuesday, 3 days later, the groom and his best man were killed in a motorcycle accident. Hit a concrete wall, and then so they both died. And so, pray for the the widow. You know, she was married 3 days and lost her husband, and then his best man died too. And then pray for this lady's son, because he was, you know, he's okay, but he was one of the groomsmen in the wedding party. You know, there's a lot of hardships. I got more here. Some I won't disclose. Might be a little bit too personal. But I've been certain they've been shared with me. So I've been praying and burdened for them. Brother Ken, you know, with his horrific injury, I praise God he's still with us. But the list goes on. There are, like in any war, there are casualties and there are injuries. And Satan is all out to get us. And yes, can be physical, but certainly there's emotional turmoil, there's spiritual, you know, and you could say, oh, that's just a physical, you know, trauma. Well, it can spiritually drag you down. Okay, I mean, they're kind of interrelated. You can have physical pain. It can certainly wear on your emotion and spiritual as well. And so certainly there's spiritual attacks, emotional attacks, physical attacks, you know, on God's people. And so this is, there's always someone to pray for. I mean, I guess that's another emphasis. There's always someone that needs prayer. We are on the battlefield, and I need to remind myself that we are in the midst of spiritual battle, and don't stay in my bubble. Sometimes I have my blinders on, you know, and I just look at myself, and sometimes to my shame, you know, or our shame, the only prayer needs that we know of are our own. I mean, shame on us, you know, but there's always those that could use our prayers. In fact, they rely on our prayers. So point number one, stay active on the battlefield. This is spiritual warfare. Stay active on the battlefield. Don't just go AWOL. Don't just say, well, okay, I'm done, you know, and no, stay active on the battlefield. If you notice our main verse, Ephesians 6:18, praying what? Always, not a one and done, praying always. And so stay active. So put on the whole armor of God and then keep it on. That's mentioned before. In fact, verses 11 to 17 talks about the whole armor pieces. We've done that before. Of course, it's not an actual tangible physical armor. This is an application of the Word of God. So we got to have these behaviors, do these things, live righteously, live holily, guard and gird our loins with truth, right? The girdle of truth. That's where for men, I guess women too, but mostly men, we have a lot of that lust and that sin, those sexual problems. Gird that loin with truth. I mean, you have the whole armor of God and the feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of peace. I mean, that's what we ought to be doing. And so we have the whole armor set on. In other words, living holy lives as way God wants us to, then we can pray. And so that's the application. Take the armor of God, put it on, and then never take it off. Okay, always leave it on. And so we pray for one another, we minister to each other. The more we do that actively on the battlefield, the more you minister, the more you reach out or outreach, the more prayer needs you find out, you know, and talk to someone behind the counter, like, hey, how are things going? Well, you know, my mom just got cancer. Oh, whatever the case is. I mean, people have needs all the time, and the only answer is Jesus Christ. But don't stay in our bubble. Verse 19, the saints need your prayers. They need our prayers as we need theirs. Look at verse 19. And for me, Paul is speaking to the Ephesians, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's his prayer request. Paul is saying, pray for me. You know, and in my mind, I'm thinking, pray for you. You pray for me, Paul. I mean, Paul, you're good. No, he's not good. What I'm saying, he is good because of the grace of God through the power of the prayer of the saints. And then he speaks, for which I am an ambassador in bonds. He's literally in prison, you know, in jail and under persecution, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And Paul is saying, pray for me because my tendency, my flesh is to not do this, you know. And so stay active on the battlefield. Brother Ken needs our prayers. Brother Getch needs our prayers. I mean, brother this, so-and-so, brother this, and so, you know, they need our prayers as we need theirs. But this only works if we are all knit together. Amen? Do unto others, right? Jesus says, you know, as you would have them do unto you, do to them. If you want someone to pray for you, we should pray for them. Amen? Praise God. Might not be the same person, I mean, but if you want someone else to pray for me, it's kind of a link of prayers that kind of binds us on the battlefield. And I know we're a local church, but understand, as far as Christendom goes, as far as Christianity goes, okay, this whole world, there's brothers and sisters, the persecuted saints in closed countries. Pray for one another. Remember them that are in bonds, you know, as bound with them. You know, pray for one another. Stay active on the battlefield. We are deployed. And we're not off, we're on. And then number two, stay effective on the battlefield. Stay effective on the battlefield. Notice what the Word of God says, our main verse, Ephesians 6:18. Praying always, what? With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. That means all of my prayer, supplications would be my petitions, would be my requests. Okay, the prayer request. So all my prayers, which is also praise, don't forget praise. All my praise, prayer requests, which is supplications, need to be in the what? Spirit, capital S, that's the Holy Spirit of God. All of it. Not just some of it. All my prayer, all my supplication must be in the Spirit. And the only way we can effectively be on the battlefield, you know, it's one thing to be on the battlefield. Now, first of all, maybe some Christians aren't even on the battlefield. Well, that's bad, okay? But if you're on the battlefield, that's good. Be active, but you also want to be effective, right? I don't just want to be there and then, you know, to use a military term, I don't want to be a dud. Okay, I want to be on the battlefield, and I want to be effective on the battlefield, right? And we can only be effective in our prayers if we are in the Spirit, right? Someone comes up to you and say, oh, brother, I really need this. Can you really, really pray for this? And like, well, I'm not walking in the Spirit. God's not going to hear my prayer. That's not effective. You know, we have to be effectual in our prayers, right? The Bible tells us, right? You know, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, that's from James, availeth much. And we are righteous when we have the breastplate of righteousness. I mean, same thing, putting on the armor of God, living that holy life. That is how we can be in the Spirit. Otherwise, our prayers, if we hide iniquity in our heart, God is not going to hear us. In fact, that verse I just read about effectual fervent prayer, confess your faults one to another, right? In other words, have clean accounts with God, clean accounts with man. So we're walking right with God and man the way that we should. Then when we pray, it's effectual. It's effective. May that be our challenge. It availeth much. Praise God, because we need God's soldiers, prayer warriors, to be effective. Wouldn't we like our prayers to avail us much? A lot happens because of our prayer. That's a blessing. Now, the reverse is also true, because if we are not in the Spirit, our prayers are vanity. Doesn't do anything. Number one, stay active on the battlefield. Number two, be effective on the battlefield. Reminds me of David. Remember when David, when he got, in fact, what a testimony, because David wasn't even deployed the first time. His brothers went to the battlefield. Remember the Valley of Elah, you know, where Goliath was at? And all David was doing was keeping his father's flock. Dad Jesse says, hey, son, here, go check on your brother. Bring him some food, some cake, some bread. He's like, okay, Dad. He goes there and like, hey, what's all this commotion? He's like, don't you know Goliath's in town? You know, no one, you know. And then David is like, what? Now, he wasn't even planning on it. But when he shows up, next thing you know, I mean, he's just going to run an errand to obey Dad, to check on his brothers. Next thing you know, he's defeating Goliath and delivering Israel. Isn't it amazing? That's wonderful. You know, and so you stay on the battlefield. When you're active on the battlefield, my friends, you find out things you would not have found out in the comforts of our own home, you know, when we're on the battlefield. And then if we are effective in the Spirit, you never know. There might be a Goliath that God wants you to slay. Amen. And we won't find it back in the comforts of our home, behind the walls, in our bubble. We find it active on the battlefield. And by the way, if you feel like you're wrestling right now with your emotional bear or lion, maybe God is preparing you for your Goliath. Okay, I mean, David, that wasn't the first, you know, fight with against overwhelming odds. He had slayed a bear, slayed a lion before, you know, And so God wants to prepare us. And so be effective on the battlefield. Number three, stay alert on the battlefield. Stay alert on the battlefield. Our main verse, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching. Watching thereunto. And so watching, be alert, stay on guard. Don't just, I don't know, sometimes I still struggle with this, okay? But especially when I was a teenager, I would zone out. I was a big zoner outer. In class, teacher's talking. He's kind of like Charlie Brown. And I'm like kind of zoning out. Like next thing you know, and I'm knowing, you know, I just so stay focused. Don't zone out. Be alert. Okay, be on guard in a fighting stance. Right, get our dukes up. I mean, we're in the ring, you know, and we're right on the battlefield. And so you know, everything is all there. Not just hands in pockets. I mean, you know, step on a mine and just. Okay, it gets kind of gory. Okay, but what I'm saying is be alert. Don't enter into temptation. And the only way we stay alert is by praying, right? That's what Jesus says, watch and pray. And so watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The Spirit is indeed willing. I mean, I want to be on the field. I want to be effective, but you got to be alert. But the flesh is weak. And then don't let up. Because the Word of God says, watching thereunto with all what? Perseverance. Perseverance. So don't quit. Yes, we get weary. Jesus got weary. When he got weary, he rested by the well. When we get weary, we rest in the Lord, you know, and certainly we don't, you know, just go, go, go. We rest when we are weary. He is the spring of nourishment for us. But we are active on the battlefield. We want to be effective on the battlefield. We want to be alert on the battlefield. See what's happening. Don't just, you know, don't have your helmet backwards, you know, and you can't see anything. Okay, be alert so you can, you know what's going on. And then number four, stay united on the battlefield. Stay united on the battlefield. You know, we're all in this together. Look at how the verse, again, not just Northside, but really all of God's Christians, all of God's churches. Okay, look at the rest of the verse. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for how many saints? All saints. And so Paul is telling the Ephesians, pray for me. Pray for those in Macedonia. Pray for those in Philippi, Colossians, you know, and all the other Ians, you know, all the brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's not just, oh, you know, we're by Ephesians, by Ephesus, for Ephesus. No, it's pray for all saints. God wants all his children united on the battlefield with prayer. And by the way, it kind of hit me, you know. I knew this, but to consider it, you know, we aren't the only church that is reading Ephesians 6:18. Every other Bible-believing, gospel-preaching church also has Ephesians 6:18. If they're doing it, Lord willing, they're doing it. Lord willing, we're doing it. We're praying for them, they're praying for us. That's, you know, and by the way, churches have prayed for us. I've been very humbled by some of these, you know. Riverview Baptist Church in Seymour by Green Bay there, you know, Pastor Backhouse, you know, he reached out to me last month, I think in April, and he asked me, hey, Brother Lou, how you doing? We are doing a all-day prayer vigil, and I think it sounded like 24 hours, and they've got, you know, people coming to the church all hours throughout the day. Anything that we can pray for you for? I said, wow, well, thanks for asking. Well, sure. And I gave him my list, you know, and that was a blessing. And of course, the ask in return, okay? I'm, it's not just one, okay? But again, I was very blessed that he did that. You know, a pastor, Suri, up in Northern Lakes, Baptist Church by Land O'Lakes there, in so north, you know, he reached out and he emailed me last week. He says, it's part of their church, get this, 40-day fast challenge. And so I was very, and now I don't know if it's all day, or it doesn't matter, but it's part of your 40-day fast challenge. It says we're going to be praying, asking the Lord's blessing, et cetera, you know, ministry, you know, and all that. What can we pray for your church for? I say, well, I'm sure. I gave him the list. And so that's been a blessing. And by the way, the Northern Lakes Baptist Church, I think they are still using the church. I mean, the church chairs that we donated, you know, some money for them to get it. They were still using it. I think they are. And so they're still very blessed by it. We prayed for other churches. You know, we prayed for Cornerstone Baptist Church with the new facility, you know, Grace, you know, with the church split, you know, and all that. You know, we prayed for saints, you know, we prayed for, you know, the JB, you know, before he went home to glory. We prayed for the Carpenter family, you know, before their, you know, with the passing of their daughter. You know, our missionaries pray for us as we pray for them. You know, we need to keep praying for all saints. This is, I mean, I don't want to drop the ball. When my brother needs me and I don't have his back. Again, you know, again, this is not a physical thing, it's a spiritual thing, but the idea is we are all saints of God on the battlefield. I want to man my posts. I want to do what God wants me to do, and when I need to hold him up in prayer, I don't want to be sleeping on the job and then I'm not there and then they go down, okay, they get hit. And so go to Revelation with me. Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8. Revelation chapter 8. Let's go to verse 3. Again, this is a, you know, vision of the future, how God deals and considers our prayers. Look at verse 3 and verse 4. Revelation 8 says, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense. Now, the idea of incense is the sweet fragrance, odor, that God is pleased with it, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints. That's wonderful. May it be sweet, may it be intense, upon the golden altar which was before the throne. That's God's throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And when we pray as a church body, as multiple church bodies, as we pray to God, these are sweet odors to God, and God delights in it. It's a big, big deal. So we are in great spiritual warfare. Number one, be active. You got to show up, okay? Be active on the battlefield. Be effective on the battlefield. I don't want to be a dud. And then be alert on the battlefield. You know, keep your eyes up. You know, eyes up, you know, soldier. You know, stay alert. And then, of course, be united on the battlefield, because that's the whole plan. And don't go solo. Do our job, you know, and do what God desires us to do. Put on the whole armor of God and never take it off. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Abba, Father, thank you again for your goodness to us. And help us, Lord, to take this charge and deploy and stay deployed and never leave, Lord. And we can rest in you, Lord. I thank you for those that have been praying for us, that they have our back. May we have their back, Lord. And the more that we, the more that we serve and minister, the more needs that we are aware of. Lord, help us, Lord, to be a prayer church. A praying church, but not just for ourselves, you know, but for you, Lord, of course, for your glory, but to be praying, truly to be praying in the Spirit, Lord, to have always all our prayers and supplications be in the Spirit, watching onto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, Lord. What a commandment. It takes all of us doing it, but let us do our part. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.